Morning, everybody, or good morning, even wherever you are. Today is the 24th of the 1st, 2019. Yes, it's different because it's a Thursday and it's not a Saturday because we are changing stuff up. But anyway, today I am also here, my co-host Shilly, who leveled up yesterday. How's it going, Shilly?
I'm not bad. I have reached level 32 in real life. And as Woo! Always, I gain no abilities. And the traits are just more back pains.
Just more back pains? Oh no.
Well, no, just more pains.
Chilly, you need to get some breast reduction surgery, Chilly, if your back's starting to hurt.
But what if I get them bigger?
Well, then you're going to be a cripple at that point. Your back's going to be gone.
Susan cheered us for 100 cupcakes, by the looks of things, with rainbow straws. I don't know what it's supposed to be. I am very confused. But thank you, Susan.
It's B-Day 100.
Yay. I didn't know that was a thing.
Honestly, I thought that said D-Day. I was like, well, that's pretty morbid.
What, Dick Day?
Yeah, Dick Day.
Dick Day. A.K.A.
Speaking.
Valentine's Day.
When is Valentine's Day?
Sometime in the February. I don't know. I'm single. Why would I care? Not long now until I can be doing the same thing as the day before that and the day after that. Yeah.
When's...
I'm going to go out, buy myself a romantic dinner, have a nice shower and watch some lovely movies, I guess.
I was so ready for you to say porn. I don't know why. I don't know why I was ready for it.
Lovely movies, Paul.
It's the 14th of February on a Thursday.
Yeah, which is...
Yeah, it's my day off on a Thursday as well. That's pretty good.
Lovely movies.
Some lovely movies.
Yeah.
Rated R.
For romance.
It kind of goes well. Roma.
But yeah, we know that Pharmacy 14 has announced its Valentine's Day event, which starts on the 31st of January. So you don't even have to wait till the 14th to be disappointed. You can just wait a week and be disappointed. Just like
and still be alone. Yeah. Feels bad.
I don't
know where I saw it. Where did I see it? I think I saw everyone talk about it. Oh yeah, in the Maelstrom Radio Discord.
I need to go check that. But yeah, you get a Giga Sword and a Tombri knife. Why? Why? A culinary sub-weapon, because it's not even a main weapon, because knives aren't main weapons for culinaries. I don't even know why I'm saying culinary has a main weapon, because it's culinary. It doesn't have a weapon, it has a cooking utensil. And Dark Knight gets a sword. So if you're not a Dark Knight, or a culinary, please enjoy your housing items. And if you don't have a house, well, please enjoy your achievements! Na-na-na-na-na, I participated!
Is that a lobster? Cake. Oh, yeah, it's a lobster platter.
Yeah, and with a heart-shaped pizza. Because nothing says lobster like pizza.
Yeah, that's weird. Every time I had lobster, I never had pizza.
Yeah, that's because that's not a thing. Square. I mean, look, lobster's like a 30, 40 pound dish, and then pizza's like £2. It makes no sense.
Lobster I had was like 53 quid. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
What is it? You go on a date and you're like, oh, lobster for me? Cheap frozen pizza for you?
I think I'd be the other way around. I think I'd enjoy the pizza more.
You're not the only one, actually. I don't really like that sort of thing. But still, it's... But at least you got some wine and cake.
It's like, don't get me wrong. I love like seafood. I'm a big seafood lad, but...
I live near the sea. I'm like, no.
Is hella it's like hella expensive.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
because they could murder you because they don't. It's horrible, actually, the way you kill the lobsters and crabs. I really do feel bad for them.
You boil them alive.
Yeah. It's kind of sick, really. And I love my meat, but even I feel bad with that. It's almost enough to turn me vegan, almost, but probably not because I like steak too much.
Steak and bacon.
Yeah. And I don't mind a bit of lamb, but I don't know. I can give or take lamb.
Yeah, lamb's not bad. I love that, so I'm...
Yeah, nothing, so as Susan said, nothing says I love you more like give me a significant... A knife, a sword. Well, you know, she'll get the sword anyway. Giggity. She'll get the love sword.
The love sword. See, like my case, like this just doesn't help me because it's either like the love hammer or the love axe at some point.
Well, I want my love fists.
My love fists. Come here, darling, I'll give you my love fist. It sounds really bad. It sounds like you're committing fucking like domestic abuse.
Well, it could also be even worse in a way.
I hate her because I love her. It's like, what? Okay, monk, calm.
You get a tank top with it and the Guinness.
Oh, my God.
The house in Hackman's a Guinness.
So happy I'm not wearing a tank top or drinking Guinness right now.
We've just pissed off people. Oh, well.
Nah, they need it. They don't need to piss off. They need to. But I do like the art. Like, the art they've chosen for this. I'm guessing we're going to be doing that maze again.
Probably.
You see in the back there, so that'd be pretty fun. I like that. But I do like the art. The art's pretty fucking
And adorable. I like the fact it wasn't a straight couple this time, but it was actually two cat girls. So,
yeah.
That was different. Progression!
And now it's a Midlander and an elf.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, next year we just need two male rows.
Hell.
And they've got to be, like, really anime cutesy looking as well. You know, with, like, the makeup and everything. And the big the big eyeballs, yeah.
The big ugly eyes.
Yeah, big ugly eyes, lipstick. That's what we want next year for our Valentine's Day event. In fact, you can give us these sort of items again next year if you do that square. We'll accept it. We'll accept it for that artwork.
It's kind of weird because I do look at these items. I'm like, I'm probably not even going to fucking do it.
I'm going to do it because I want the cheap. And I want the items because I'm a whore.
True.
And I'm a hoarder.
I'm a whore and I'm a hoarder.
Yeah, so I want them items.
See, I'm pretty like this.
Hello, Paul?
Yeah, what's that?
Oh yeah, breaking up a little bit for me there for a second. Might be my laptop. So, it's been several weeks since the last patch dropped. Yeah. We've had Blue Mage since our last podcast as well.
Fucking Blue Mage.
I'm a level 50 Blue Mage. Or should we say level 50 Blue Pimp? That is what I am.
Blue Pimp.
Blue Pimp.
I am a level 13.
Nice. I've been leveling up my one on Gilgamesh as well. He's level 45 now, I think.
Still higher than mine. I haven't done anything on Blue Mage.
That's because I do the OP strats of killing things that are stupidly higher level than me. I don't know if anyone watched the stream here, but I decided to pull some level 50 enemies at level 32 and I killed them. And I got, 19,000 XP for killing each one at level 32.
That's really not that bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty dope. Pretty dope. That is.
So, yeah, Blue Mage doesn't take long to level up. And those that cheated to level to 50, even though it's not an exploit, I'm still going to shame you. Just don't. You're bad. Now, getting power leveled, that's fine. That's not an issue. But those that change jobs to level up, you are a bad.
Well. I'm sorry, I think everyone could probably hear this on the stream, but maybe.
Maybe?
It's very loud. I'm so sorry. I know what the fuck's going on in the next room. But this would not usually happen because we had to start early today because I've got raid at 1.
Yeah.
Wow. But usually we would do this around about coming up to 12, maybe half 12, kind of like get it going about then. But that was just weird. It's really loud. I haven't done much with Blue Mage, and I know I have no high expectations for Blue Mage.
Yeah.
But we did have one thing that worried me. I was on a stream today, and we were talking about what if, when it came to EU Fan Fest, they sat there and talked about Last Patch and Blue Mage for the keynote. And we're like, do they want to get murdered?
No, we already know the keynote's patch 4.56, which is Hydro City from Sonic and Hildebrand.
No, we're talking about the for the new expansion.
Oh, the new expansion. Yeah,
they're sitting there because I know we'll get a trailer.
Yeah, we'll get an improved trailer. It'll be a longer trailer.
Yeah, I'll have a tease Gunblade, but a lot of people was like, well, Gunblade's already been kind of confirmed. We would like to see, like, the next class, like a dance.
Oh, yeah, that will be teased in the trailer.
Yeah, so hopefully... Yeah. I might do a thing where, when it comes, like, I don't know, get on stream and watch it, I don't know.
Watch it on my mind. Dancer will be teased, I'm calling that now. We'll get to see the names of the first few dungeons, the starter dungeons. Like an image of them, you know, like the splash screens that they do for the raids. We'll probably get teased the 8-man raid. We won't get any information. We'll just get a name, maybe, and like again a splash image, and then there'll be like a little discussion. Then we'll be like, I think that will be the main things for the live let for that thing.
For that, and then we'll get like the whole trailer when it comes to Japanese fan. Japanese Fan Fest, that's in like 2 months.
Yeah, it's just a few months like before. By the way, we'll also get pre-order announcements in collector's edition probably as well. Because we saw the collector's edition art. So
while we're here, did you see the new statue?
The Ultima statue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that's sold at Japanese Fan Fest for 200-something thousand yen. It's, well, 27,000 yen is like $220.
Yeah, Japanese Fan Fest. It said apparently you can buy them for like, or like pre-order them for, was it like 240 euros? And I was like,
really? 240 euros? That's expensive.
Yeah, it's like I saw that like on Twitter and I was like, oh, okay. But now like, I'm really curious of like what kind of emote it's going to be.
Oh, I've seen the emote. It's cool.
Oh, have you? Can you link it?
I'll link it after this, yeah.
Yeah, because I'd like to actually see that because I'm...
It's not $240, €240 cool.
Okay.
Basically, your character collapses on the ground.
Sounds good.
And then some, like, orbs fly into your character. And then you use the Ultima spell from the 24-man raid, you know, when she, like, blows up sort of thing. Then you gain wings and you fly up during it and then you land and that's it.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's wings. Not $240. And you don't keep the wings for long, it's just like a few seconds, so.
Well, yeah, but like, to be fair, Satchi, she looks pretty awesome anyway. She's like a huge vagina monster. Well, she was like a half beetle vagina monster. I don't know what we called it when we did it.
Beegina.
It's like, I would like to get it, but obviously, they were already fucking sold out at the time I like even try and get it. But
yeah.
I would like to get it just not just for the emote because it does look cool and it will look cool in my collection of just random statues I have. But
I will wait and spend £200 on the collector's edition of Shadowbringers because I'll probably do that.
I'll probably do that for my birthday, like a birthday thing. Probably I'm like, look, I'm doing this
because I'm weird and I've bought every collector's edition so far. But yeah, I expect collector's edition to be announced at EU FanFest. We saw the artwork for the box at North American FanFest, so I'm expecting them to announce all the things, and they might announce like early access as well, probably, which will be a couple of days before Shadowbringers comes out. So yeah.
So like I'm actually pretty scared about Shadowbringer.
Why?
I am pretty scared because as a tank main, I do want a new tank.
Gunblade.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, like Gunblade, it has to be like, a lot of people say it's 99% sure. But the that 1%
with those,
I swear, is just gonna fuck me. And give me that 1% of saying it's gonna be a DPS class, and that's why I just quit the game.
The only issue though is I can see why they don't give tanks often, because it's the same issue with both tanks and healers. Unless you're already a tank main, chances are as soon as you've leveled the job up a little bit because of the hype,
yeah,
you're going to drop instantly.
See, because I do this with WoW.
Yeah.
WoW has a load of different tank classes.
Yeah, but that's the thing, and you're a tank.
Every expansion I will change.
Yeah.
To whichever tank I would like that's this the one thing. I went,
that's what I'm saying. Those that are already a tank will play tank. Those that don't play tank, which is, as you know from the queues, isn't a huge amount of people. So they'll play the new job to try it out, but then as soon as they, you know, like a few weeks when the hype's died, they'll stop playing. So
yeah,
that's Square Enix's problem, is like they want to make the job playable for everyone, and the main focus that people play is DPS. So if they make a tank, less people are going to be using it.
It's like, it is true, but I think Dark Knight had a very good...
Not until later on. That's only because they also made the raid pretty much require Dark Knight. So if you were a hardcore gamer, it looked like you had more tanks because you needed Dark Knight for Alexander. But sure, going back out if you left, if you ignored the actual raid, that, yeah, the savage stuff that not everyone will do, there wasn't that many darks. And that's Square Enix's problem, is they've got to try and find a way to sell a tank while trying to please people who like to tank, while also trying to please who would like to, yeah, DPS. Which is why Warrior is one of the most well-used tanks, because Warrior does so much damage. It's like a DPS tank.
Yeah, because Felclive. Simple as.
Felclive!
But, how I see it now is that they're trying to appeal with the Gunblade, because a lot of people that play Final Fantasy obviously know, where the Gunblade come from. And, a lot of people would like to cosplay it,
and
all that glamour and stuff.
If Gunblade is the job, because we don't know yet, we're saying it is.
This is just predictions and
if it is, then I'm calling it now that the collector's edition's pre-order bonus, collector's edition bonus, will be Squall's Gunblade.
Yes, definitely.
Just like how we got the chicken knife with Stormblood.
Yeah. Fuck, I just hit my elbow.
Oh, that's the worst. Well, actually, kicking the door is the worst. So I'm calling that we'll get Squall's Gunblade. And we'll get something to do with Final Fantasy VII as well, I think. I feel like Garland Mold is a bit like Midgar, so we'll get something Final Fantasy VII related.
So
maybe Samurai will get Sephiroth's Katana.
So, what do you think mount-wise that we'll be getting then for the Collector's Edition? Because so far, everyone has had a mount.
What were the mounts? I can't remember now.
Because we had
the one got it? The fat chocobo.
Yep.
The Stormblood got the squid thing.
Squid thing? You mean the
Syldra?
Yeah, the Loch Ness monster lookalike.
Oh, Heaven's all got a griffin, didn't it? It's probably gonna get a Magitek thing.
Did we get the fat chocobo for Ramaborn?
Yeah.
When did we get the coral mount then?
Coral mount. That was a pre-order.
Oh, pre-order. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
right.
No worries. I was wondering because I was like saying, why did I have a coral mount for some random reason?
Yeah. That was a pre-order bonus.
Oh, okay. Cool. So what are we thinking that could, like, so what kind of mounts would there be in, like?
I want to say a Magitek.
A Magitek, but
something Magitek related.
Alright, yeah, okay, but I'd say, like, if it's not just to be another Magitek like we already have.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like an armor, but just something that's like that sort of design. Yeah, the same. Yeah, like, hell, it might be like the hover. You remember the thing that whatchamacallit used to fly away in? Not Xenos.
Oh yeah.
Maybe that, like a jetpack thing.
That'd be cool.
I
would wield that, honestly. Fucking jetpack boy. So right now I've got the I've mainly been using the mount from the dungeon mount from Alamigo.
Alamigo.
It has that like jetpacky kind of feel to it. Because it's just really cool.
But if they're going to reference other games, like, because the last expansion had, like, Final Fantasy IV stuff as the collector's edition, and, you know, you had the Sildren Man.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll go full Final Fantasy VIII and give us something that's from 8 as the mount. I want a Moomba as my mount. If I can't play as a Moomba, I want a Moomba as a mount. And for anyone that never played 8, Moomba was the little lion creatures that help school. So... Oh, I want the Moomba. I want to be a Moomba square.
A Moomba.
Moomba.com.
So far, obviously, Veneer, or the bunny Vera. Race has been confirmed, technically. Yeah, Vera, that has been confirmed, obviously, with Fran coming about in the 24 man. Yes, I can now spoil that because it's a spoiler cast. So
yeah. Well, to be fair, they kind of spoiled it themselves by putting pictures in the lodestone and announcing it.
But I am kind of happy with the race. I'm not happy that she called I thought she would be taller when both of my characters are max like height on fucking row females. It's like bitch.
Well, she's not that, they're not that tall in, they're tall but not that tall.
So they're tall but they're also thick. So
I just want my dream to come true and that the males a little tiny, almost like Lalafell race sized.
Yeah, I know. I was talking about this with one of my stack members in Final Fantasy, how they want like one race can be like really big and one race can be like small.
Yeah.
And like cutesy kind of rabbit. Like, I think that would be cool, but we don't know what they're going to do because they haven't really. Like, we literally have only seen one, and that was Fran.
Yeah, because male Veras used to be like trees.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, we'll have to wait and see. They might talk about it in this next fan fest, but I think they will talk about it at the Japanese fan fest.
They'll release it. This one. So I feel like the rumor
go in detail.
I think the rumor leaked of the other race will be true, and that's what they'll tease as for Japanese fan fest as well.
Wait, so, they're doing another race? Wait, what?
Well, there was the leak was they said that there'll only be one. But the leak that also had Vera, Blue Mage, Gunblade, Dancer also said there was going to be a wolf race. So,
oh, is it like the wolf race from the like the wolf people in?
I think lion race. That was it, lion, not wolf.
Okay, but, lion race.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I wanted to be Moombas because they're
okay, so we're going to be the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah, if it's true, it could be fake. They could have got that wrong.
They could have got a goodness one, then we'll see. Who knows? Yeah.
Like, I don't blame them if they get it wrong, because things, as much as, oh, that must mean they were light. No, it just things change, and if he got the information before it changed, that doesn't mean it's still going to be there. It could have been an idea when he was part of the staff, and then a couple of weeks later, then they said, actually, no, we'll screw it. And he's left by then, so he doesn't know.
Yeah. See, I'm curious how they're going to end this expansion off at this point, because how many more patches we got left?
Oh, we got one story patch.
We got one story patch, yeah. And
they're all dead,
story... Yeah, they're all fucking dead.
They're dead. Dave. Everybody's dead, Dave.
Everyone's Dave. Dead, Dave. But they're not sleeping, Dave. They're Yida? Dead.
No, Dave, she's dead. But what about Lise? Dave, she's dead, Dave.
Dave, no, they're all dead.
So you're telling me that Fancred is down. Yes, yes, Dave. Fancred is dead, Dave. Dead. There's Fancred, Dave. Red Dwarf. References.
Fucking love Red Dwarf. It's like, I don't know how they're going to end it. Like, are they just going to... Obviously, we saw the first trailer in a fanfest. It's like...
I feel like we're going to pull... Okay, because they've announced the trust system. Now, the trust system in 11 is part of the soul becomes your character.
Mm-hmm.
That you trust... you become... You bond with the character and they give you part of their soul and that's how you can summon them. I wonder if you find a way to pull their souls back once you become a Warrior of Darkness, but pulling them back causes their Aether to be mixed with yours and that's how you can use them as trusts.
So we're literally going to become... I've read a lot of animes about this where like the protagonist, always us, literally we're like...
We're your soul is mine!
Yeah, we're just gonna... It's like, take your soul, and it's like, oh, my fucking power level has spiked, man. I'm fucking rocking. This is how we become stronger. We kill our friends and men.
No, I don't think we'll kill our friends. It's just that because we've pulled them back, the Aether mixes with us a bit, so we gain part of their Aether. We don't gain their abilities, we just gain their ability to call upon them when we need them.
No, we're taking the power. But honestly...
Whose power do you even want?
Actually, Kryll's. Kryll's is quite nice.
Kryll hasn't been taken. Next.
Well, she has the Echo, right, doesn't she?
Yeah, but she hasn't been taken by the Spirit yet, has she?
Yeah, yet.
Yeah. So, next. Who else? Least, she does some pretty punches. Fancred doesn't have Aether.
Least doesn't have Echo.
No, but it's not Echo that we'd be pulling them back, so we'd gain. So remember, we're getting Fancred, Yida, not Yida, but Fancred, Lys.
But Lys never got hit with the going into another world.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway, who knows?
But like, her soul hasn't left their body because she doesn't have the Echo.
True, but neither does everyone else. Neither does Fancred.
Yeah, no, he did. They all had the Echo.
No, they don't have the Echo. The only people that have ever had the Echo is Minfilia, you, and Kryll. None of the other characters have the Echo. That's why they can still... That's why they send you to go kill Primals, because they can be tempered.
Wait, no, we lied about that, because there is another guy that has the Echo. It's the other adventurer that's with us.
Steve, remember, the guy from Kogane, where it is.
I don't know his name.
I just like to call him Steve when I see him.
The guy that the other adventurer told us, "Oh, you need a break from liberating these. Let's go adventure."
Illibard or something like that.
Let's go fucking adventuring. Oh, thanks.
Let's go adventuring.
Oh well, we're gonna get some dead guy's fucking tomb to his vault and like take all
adventure time. Yay!
It's like, bruh, are you kidding me?
We're off to see the adventures.
He has the Echo.
Yeah.
Because he was helping. And...
Yeah. There is other people with the Echo, but out of the Scions, only Minfilia, Kryll, and you have it.
No, but he is a Scion as well.
Is he? I don't think. Is he?
Yeah, he's a Scion.
Okay.
Because
so irrelevant.
He literally is irrelevant. The only bit where he actually came into the story is where we had to fight fucking Sophia in that one solo thing where he actually helped.
I'll help you for a little bit. Now my plan is over. Bye, Ron.
And then now we haven't seen him in like ages. He's like,
now I must go. My planet needs me.
But like, if I... Because obviously, we already know that Thancred's soul's already fucked off.
Yeah.
And now we know that everyone else's souls has now fucked off because they're now invisible.
They've been taken.
Invisible. They're now passed out, but still alive. And honestly, for like for the patch where Elysier got it, and I was like, no, like she said that we should go together. No, I actually teared up a bit. I actually teared up. And I was like, why you do this? But it wasn't like Hashifun, yeah, like level of tear.
Yeah.
It was more of just, oh.
But now we're all alone with Cryo.
Yeah, with Cryo and like a bunch of other people. Yeah, and Tataru.
So I'm good. Good. Thanks, person that's from this other world. You've helped my character.
Thanks, all the weakest links. Yeah. And now I like the twins. The twins are quite nice. The rest of them can just die. I don't really care. You stole Lurkin. Yeah, she can hurry up and die. Thank you, yeah, you can hurry up and fucking die. Get out of there.
So thank you, person. You've left me with his favourite two characters, Kral and Tataru. Now I can go hire Momodi and Nanamo, and then my harem can be complete.
Now your Lullafell harem will be complete.
And then I shall retire on Costa La Sol, just like that guy that drinks wine and pays cat girls to do things for him. By the way, for anyone that's been to 24 man raid, make sure you go and do that quest. It's the best.
It's a really good quest.
Yeah. And you get some crack clusters and actual material as well, so.
And mithril.
Yeah. And you get to see funny cutscenes where Lalafell pays catgirls to do stuff for him. Not sexual, just stuff. I mean, I'm sure that probably happens too, but not during this cutscene.
Wouldn't be funny though. Like where I showed fucking boobs on stream, that was funny. Fucking Witcher.
Witcher 3, it has the boobies.
Fucking Witcher 3, where we're having sex with a witch, and I'm like, wait, whoa, shit, and I had to quickly change. Seems like, whoa, that got a bit intimate really quick.
That's why I have the NSFW on my Twitch.
So I think we do.
You have to accept when you join for the first time. So, man, this patch was good. And I actually really enjoy Blue Mage. In fact, tonight I've been just helping people learn spells because it's nice to help people.
It's like I don't really mind this patch. This patch was really good. Blue Mage, I just can't get into it. I really can't. It's just no class for me. Why are we yawning? I don't know why we're yawning. But...
Well, I would say the fact that it's midnight is a helpful thing.
I don't know why I just started yawning.
But you have raid in 38 minutes. What are you doing today?
Today we are doing Mythic Uthra.
World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Yeah, gotta do a 6-hour session on that. And I want to die now. Now I'm like shit. Put in, but like Final Fantasy right now, like this patch, I don't know. It feels, I wouldn't say it feels underwhelming. It feels like a normal patch.
Well, it's just a normal patch, but the only difference is it's extended over 3 months because they want to have the content last that long. Because we've got at least that long until the next expansion. So yeah.
Like the expansion is literally like right around the corner.
It's June, July.
Oh, that's literally like right around the corner.
Well, not if they've released everything like normal in January, and you've beaten in 2 weeks, and you got to wait till June, July.
Yeah, true, but
yeah,
this is literally content sprouts right now.
Yeah,
we're literally just doing content for the sake of doing content and waiting for the expansion.
I mean, Eureka is probably going to be best in slot.
Fuck Eureka. Yeah. I'm never doing Eureka. Even if people say it's best in slot, I'm never fucking doing it.
Don't you want that samurai weapon with 1,000 skill speed?
No.
You can be a Mimurai.
I don't play samurai.
Fine, then have a warrior with 1,000 crit.
Yes,
you can do that.
We need that anyway. I just don't want to do it
because you don't need direct hit as warrior, because you can use that one move that gives you 100% direct hit rate.
Inner release.
I was going to say that, but I couldn't remember. No, inner release is the monk ability, isn't it? Yeah.
No? It's difficult in release.
Ah. Okay. Oh, well, so yeah. And then after that is the... Oh. After Eureka and Hildebrand is... Patch for story, which will conclude the story, and it will have a secret trial that they haven't announced yet, but I'll announce here. Secret trial.
Secret?
That might either be in that patch or the patch before, but there'll be a secret trial that I'll announce here, that anyone who knows will know already. And then after that, it's the 4.57, of, and that's the... world transfer. So you make sure the world transfers are ready for the expansion.
Yep, I'll be doing that.
So you can jump between servers. Woo. Go visit friends. Friends on different servers.
Friends. Football friends.
Football friends. Now Chili can spread to every server on Primal. Like a virus.
There it is.
So, yeah, that's the patch. We've covered pretty much all it, because if we go into too much, what's the point? You've played it for the last few weeks, you'll know everything. You'll know the story, you'll know the 24 man raid, you'll know how annoying Thunder God is. Thunder God.
I like Thunder God. Thunder God's cool.
He is cool. People are not.
True.
I skipped all the cutscenes for the 24 man raid because I don't care. I don't care about that story.
What have I done? Yeah.
Paul's doing stuff. Stuff and things.
Okay, well, we're supposed to be announcing something tonight, but ooh, apparently I can't get the thing off the thing.
Ah, okay. Good for
if you know what I mean.
Yeah. The new logo, maybe.
Yeah.
Yay, announced actually... it, go! Spoilers, yay! Announcement, new logo, woo!
I can't actually download it and put it on my thing.
That's weird.
It just gives me, access to this document was denied.
Oh well, we shall fix it afterwards. But yeah, new logo, Susan. And you said boo. How long was that ago? I am very confused. But we've got a new logo. Yay!
Let me go back into Team Cunt. Yeah, cool.
I'll grab one of them. The new logo was made lovingly by a friend of Maelstrom Radio's. I hate how many chats I have on Discord.
Give me just like 2 seconds. I'll bring it up on stream. I literally have to literally go into past chats and grab it. But I got it. So I have got it. I'm going to have to... Oh, no, I don't know what that's about.
Do. Post-production. Anyway, Final Fantasy, it sure is a thing.
But yeah, get that from running.
You go check out Fancreed's work. TheMerryLark.com. That's... Oh, no, that's... Never mind, that's something else. That's the bank stuff. Where the hell is the stuff? Why didn't I just copy that? No, that's not it. Anyway, Fancreed stuff. I'll have it on the website when it's finished.
Yeah, there's one. There's the banner. And we're getting there.
I'm still working on the website.
We're still working on stuff, but we thought, oh my god, what have I done here?
Seriously, thank you, Fancreed, for everything you've done.
Yeah. Awesome. It's awesome souls. It's really good.
Keep looking, but no. Susan says she can't see the new logo yet. Is it ready?
There you go, yeah. I've got it up right now.
Do you like it? Yeah, you like it. Yeah. I do love it. And we got the logo, yeah. New banner, new everything. We always wait until the new Moog go around to announce it, though. We didn't want to just throw it up there. So
we'll do it like, straight away. So we decided to announce it today, and then I can, I guess I'll like do all that one.
Put it on our Twitter.
On the Twitters. Yeah.
Do all the things.
Have to redo the Twitch. Yeah. Get rid of all the copyrighted stuff.
Yeah. So now we can actually get an uncopyrighted kind of Moogle Go Round logo with a chicken. Look, I made sure there was a chicken on it.
There was a chicken. We got fucking Moogles holding the flag. We got the Britishness. We got London Underground and a chicken.
The best of everything, except for the Underground, because that's the worst.
It fucking is, and I've only been on it twice.
I lived in London.
I wouldn't be able to do that. So out with the old, in with the new, bippity boppity boop.
Bippity boppity boop.
Chili is now part of it. There you go. There's Chili in between the Moogles.
Yay. I'm sandwiched. I'm being double teamed by Moogles. One at each end. Fairy balls everywhere.
Very evolved. The
and that's someone's kink somewhere.
Somewhere in a world.
Ah, what a world. So yeah, Moogle Go Around Radio, new logo, new website coming soon, yeah. And we're on Podbean. Go check out Moogle Around Radio at podbean.com.
Holy shit, we've not even been an hour yet. We're already getting out of here.
Yeah. No, we're not getting out of it yet. We've still got other stuff, like the fact that I went to Nando's yesterday.
Fuck yes! Yeah. Nando's. Oh. There's pictures somewhere. I think you put pictures, where is it, on?
I put them everywhere.
See, at least you remember to take pictures. I haven't.
My mate said, "Dick, what are you doing taking pictures?" He's like, why? Because Nando's.
Fucking Nando's, bro.
Fucking Nando's. Ah. Oh. It was 30 quid for both meals. Not bad. He bought a whole chicken and I bought some butterfly chicken. Wish I'd bought the whole chicken now, but I felt lazy. I didn't want to have all the bones.
I felt lazy, so I didn't want a whole chicken. I just wanted half.
No, but the butterfly chicken is the boneless.
Oh, boneless. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah, I was lazy. Really, sorry. I keep looking at my finger. I burnt my finger today.
Ah, ouch.
And it's on my middle finger as well, so I can. I can literally swear at my fan. It's like, I hurt my finger.
I hurt my finger, guys. Yeah, Nando's was the best. And Nando's liked the tweet. Also, Susan tried to make him follow us. So yeah, they did. They liked my tweet. It's like, nice. Nando's, the food of the gods. Nando's liked your tweet. I'm like, yes!
Yes, slowly getting there. One small step.
One small step Google. Closer to being followed and partnership. Moogle Go Round Radio, brought to you by Nando's UK. Taste the flavour.
Taste the flavour.
Oh no, shit, that's Skittles.
That's like Touch the Rainbow. Feel the rainbow.
Yeah. There you go, Skittles. I gave you a new slogan. Taste the rainbow.
Taste the rainbow.
Lick those colours. Nando's. It's clucking good.
It's clucking good.
Yeah, there we go.
It's like for the future of we got like disconnected. It's like, welcome to the chat room. Thank you, stream. Thanks.
Oh, hey, Dad Rocks. Welcome to the stream. They must like Nin. I've summoned people with the power of Nando's.
The panda of Nando's. I don't know why I said
the panda of Nando's.
I've been lurking because I didn't want spoilerinos. Dude.
Okay. we spoiled stuff, but
yeah,
I'm
this,
sure.
This is a small cast. It's been out for a long time.
Yeah, it's been out for the 3 weeks, I think, or four, or some sort of amount of time has passed. But we have done now with the spoilers. Except for that part where Krillin beats Broly.
wait, god damn it.
I mean, that's not real, come on.
Yamcha
beats Broly.
If fucking Yamcha beats Broly, I'm out, boys. I'm out. I'm out.
The manga becomes canon, and Master Roshi, nah, he doesn't. That would make it the best movie. I do want to spoil stuff, but I won't. But go see it. It's a good movie, by the way. If you like Dragon Ball, go check out Dragon Ball Super Broly in cinemas now. See, why don't people pay me to promote stuff?
I don't know.
I would say all the words for chicken. Yeah, the Broly movie. Or in the English UK dub of the original one, the Broccoli movie.
The fucking Broccoli movie. I fucking remember that.
Yeah, big green dub where mostly Roshi is, "Oh, I shall defeat you, Broccoli."
I love that.
Good times.
Good
time. I love the big green dub. It's the worst. It's the best worst version of Dragon Ball. It's like when Vegeta, when they, Nappa blows up the helicopter, and they like, "Oh no!" And then like someone goes, "But they've got parachutes." Oh, good times. Anyway, Final Fantasy, I guess. Because that's what we're mainly about. So, we've guessed what...
Are we, though?
That's what we're supposed to be mainly about. So, Shadowbringers, we've guessed it'll have new dungeons. I guess we'll see a new Primal or two at the FanFest.
True.
We'll see one Primal, I think.
One. One and only Primal.
No, there'll be, what? Two Prime... No. Three Primals at launch? I think two or three. So
I'd
I
like
think
to see
we'll
what
see
kind of story. Yeah, because obviously we had the Four Horsemen. The Four Lords.
No, well, we had... no, I meant at launch.
Four Horsemen.
Yeah, the Four Horsemen, the Rosier.
Four Horsemen come out and we're like, "Oh, to be talking shit."
Then But no, we had Bismarck and Ravanas, didn't we?
Yeah, we had Lakshmi and...
Lakshmi and Susanoo. So we'll have two at launch again as well. So we'll have one at EU FanFest, and then we'll have one at Japanese FanFest. So...
That'd be cool.
Whether there'll be unique Final Fantasy summons, or if there'll be... I kind of want something from 8, like the Brothers, or... Jumbo Cacta or Doom Train.
Doom Train, even though we're technically a Doom Train.
Well, Doom Train, in the raid is based on the story, so. Remember, all the stuff in the raid are based on stories, so. The story had to be written somewhere, and, you know. We technically have Doom Train? Yeah.
Technically.
Just like Doom Train's technically also in the game because it's the train that goes from base to base for Garlemald. The outpost Garlemald has.
Yeah.
Doom Train is actually what is the train that goes between them.
Doom Train.
So technically, we have him in the game. You're right. That's good. So. I'm expecting at least one Primal. As I said before, I'm expecting the Collector's Edition, if the Gunblade is confirmed, that the sword that Squall uses will be the Lionheart, will be the skin or like a base weapon for the Gunblade.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the Collector's Edition.
That would be nice. Honestly. Yeah. That would be. But...
They'll probably announce like a question mark for one of the collector's edition items as well. And that'll be announced for Japanese Fan Fest, probably.
It'll probably be like a dancer stuff.
Yeah, dancer related thing.
If the class is dancer, you know, that hasn't actually been confirmed. No, we haven't seen anything about that yet. All we've seen is Gunblade so far. But we expect it could be dancer. If it is, that's going to be pretty cool, because that's what Booboo's going to be. It's going to be a dancer. Either way, fucking Love Booboo is going to be a dancer main, so. Either way, if it's a DPS, I don't mind that being a DPS. If it's a healer, even better. Boobly Bobbly Boo.
Chili uses blindness dance. Yay! Everyone's blind!
Look, I want a dance where it's the drunken dance. It just turns the Irish dance. I'm like, yeah! That would be cool, though. Like, dancer. I'd like to see how that would work as well. I want to see their expectations.
Yeah.
That's what I can't wait for, anyway.
So, yeah, Shadowbringers. We're going to find out more in early February. I think it's like February 3rd. So it's like a week
first,
away.
Isn't it? It's the first. It'll be on a Friday.
Yeah, Friday. So 1 week until you'll find out what's coming next. Or at least some of it, anyway.
Yeah, it'll be...
But if you haven't beaten this patch, please go beat this patch, because if you are watching the event, chances are you're going to get spoilers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's not just like, like me with spoilers. There'll be actual spoilers at the event. So
there literally will be, and I will be on stream that day as well, kind of watching it and playing FF, I guess.
Wants a new tank. Gunblade is supposedly a tank, so we'll see.
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly.
We will see. We will see.
So.
If it's not, then I'm just going to cry.
I mean, I wanted to main Blue Mage in the expansion, but I can't do that.
I can't do that.
Can't main Blue Mage. But I did see Mr. Happy's video of where he beat T2 on his own.
Why would Gunblade be a tank, though? I don't understand, but I won't complain.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Because reasons. Because people are really angry you have a gun and a blade, so they go after you. That is how you aggro.
I think Gunblade would be good because as a tank, just because it looks cool as a tank, I guess.
Yeah,
it sounds better, and sometimes I do think Gunblade, it just sounds like, oh, Machinist is getting ruined.
But yeah, I also want Gunblade. My little LFO with a little sword guy. Pew, 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 pew. Fun fact, in 8, the guns didn't actually shoot bullets, they just shot air. Pew. So.
Pew. Pew.
Yeah, that would be great. As I said, I hope they have... I'm guessing there's going to be 8 related stuff in the collector's edition. There'll be 8 references in the game as well. Oh my god, imagine if the mount is Balam Garden when it's flying. Oh my god.
That'd be really cool.
It's probably that stupid spider thing from the demo, though. Remember it where you're getting chased by it?
If they add some FF characters and MSQ...
I don't think we'll see them in the MSQ, but...
Maybe in, like, SideQuest, maybe, or, you know.
I don't even think that. We might see the characters per se, where they'll be, like, modelled after them, but they won't be... You won't see Squall, Quistus, and... Quistus because she's the best girl, and Quistus because she's the best girl, and Rihanna, and Zell, and Quistus because she's best girl. I have a love-hate relationship with 8. It's not my favourite, but it's not my worst. And Quistus is best girl. And Quana's the best from 9. So, that's my references. Final Fantasy 9 is my favourite Final Fantasy. Then 7 or 8 is kind of on par for me. Oh, do you like our new logo? It is cool. Hey, Grandmaster Dragger. So, yeah. Fantasy VIII, there'll be references. By the way, I am not the spoiler, so please don't take anything with 100% information. I am not from Square Enix, okay? I do not know what they say or choose to do. I just am able to predict things quite accurately because I have powers. I wanted to just to confirm this with everyone because, you know, I got the story in NA FanFest completely right and announcements. So I am not from Square Enix. And if you're anyone from Square Enix and you do want to hire me, I will be hired. Please hire me. Adrox lies.
You can hire me too. Yeah.
So much.
Truth be told, I haven't played 8. I haven't played a lot. I haven't played a lot of FF games.
Go play 8 now. That's your homework for next Moogle Go Around Radio. You don't even have to beat it. You just have to load it up and go, okay, I played it now.
Do I even have it?
Life finds a way, Paul. Life finds a way.
Fantasy 8.
See, there you go, Ad. I'm going to make him play it. And yeah, the Praetorium is the worst, Grandmaster Drago. It is the worst.
It's like a tenner.
So.
Do I have this in my library?
Grandmaster's like, play 8 instead of The Witcher, lols. No, Witcher Wednesdays. It wouldn't make sense. Final Fantasy 8 Wednesdays. It doesn't rhyme.
I'm enjoying my Witcher Wednesdays. Playing it.
Oh, by the way, while we're talking about streaming, I'm just going to bring it over to PSU Live. We're close to 600 followers. I'm at 593 followers, thanks to the amazing Suzel for advertising my streams. Thank you so much. Once we get to 600 followers at PSU Live, Twitch, I will give away a Fenrir amount. Not the Gold Saucer one, but the Mog Station Fenrir amount. I will give that away at 600 followers. And also, I'm going to be announcing from next week, not this week, because I've got some other stuff to stream this week, Final Fantasy 3B Fridays. Where for the every Fridays. Time you join Final Fantasy 3B Friday stream, the first 5 people that join can have a minion of their choice as long as they say something in the chat. So, yeah. And if we can get 5 people to say something at once, because I want the VIP badge and I'm a whore, I will give away a mount. If we can have 5 people at the same time and I can get the VIP badge. So, Final Fantasy 3B Fridays. Get free shit on a Friday. I was going to think about like doing it on a Monday and call it Miserable Mondays, but nah, three day Friday.
Miserable Mondays. Oh god, that's...
Radical that Mondays.
That's Mondays in general. Holy crap. Actually, my Mondays, we just play fucking FF. Is that Friday during the daytime, EST time?
I don't know yet. I'm deciding. I might try and boot it up till later on Fridays. I've still got to confirm the time. My normal streams are 8 p.m, but I might change it a little later because a lot of people I follow me are from America, so I might do it later. I just don't want it to do too late because then I need to rest before the weekend because I've got Phoenix Down and Unchained and the problematic sticker.
Well, 8 p.m. EST is 3.
They sure are, Susan. That's why I want to sort of have it before everyone else. So, like, 11 o'clock my time, so I can have it raid into She Heals I Tag at twitch.tv to She Heal Tank, or maybe even to Maelstrom Radio, twitch.tv says Maelstrom Radio. Go check them out right now. Well, not right now, because we're streaming, but after we've streamed, go check them out. Maybe hit that follow button. MGR Mondays.
I get told off now.
Why?
If I do stuff. What was it? I have fucking, Susan and Flat Eyes telling me off for for trying to do more stuff, because they're set up for like a second group, or like Flat setting up a second group, and I was like,
oh yeah,
can I join that second group? Like, no.
No.
Why? You already do all 20 stuff. I'm like, okay, fine. Let's walk away.
Well, that's for people like me who wanted to do... I was going to join the first group, but it failed before... I even bought the boost so I could do it, but then someone stole my spot.
And it weren't me. They needed a healer, and yeah. I think Susan bought me a boost, and so I just...
Yeah.
Healer.
So, oh, they need people, I'll buy a boost. Okay, I'll join up with full R.
But I think the second group's different because you'll be doing, was it now, like, on content stuff?
Yeah, mounts and stuff.
Instead of what the group we do now, what is just kind of trying to get the clear and then move on to something better kind of thing, where it's like we're starting from the lower tiers of Savage and then moving up from there.
Nice. Yeah, we'll be doing mounts from what I've heard. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, or I get shouted at for trying to do stuff. So I just don't bother anymore.
Well, no, it's just because it's for people that couldn't get into the first group.
Oh, no. Like, it wasn't that. It was just they literally just didn't want me to do any more stuff because I already do too many stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, you cry.
Oh, head pats.
You cry. I'm going to let a new show.
Also, we should try and get married for Valentine's Day.
We should try, yes.
Yeah.
What, 14th?
Yeah, we've got till 14th.
See what we can do there.
Yeah.
Make the NA people happy, and I can go back in my little hole.
Gaia should already know how this is going to end. Should you give me my tombstones at the beginning? Yeah, he should. He'd be like, here you go, mate. I'll see you at the end of the next patch. references.
References that person will probably... That
anyway, grandmaster you should probably go get... soon, Paul.
Wait, Grandmaster, are you 70 yet?
Well, if he's doing the Praetorium... Wait, no, that's 50, isn't it? Never mind.
Grandmaster, come on, give me good news. Anyway. Last time on stream, you said you were level 69. Are you level 70 now?
Oh,
he just turned 70. Oh, yay!
We recorded it live on stream. He can do maps now. I've had maps in my inventory for a while now, but yay!
I haven't done maps in a while because I don't come on NA that much.
I bought them and I'm like, okay.
okay, they're here.
Anyway, we should end soon because you've got raiding.
Yep, I'm literally getting spam mentioned on Discord, but I'm like kind of nodding away to it.
So, for those that are here, congrats. I hope you congrats, Grandmaster. I hope you enjoy the new logo we got designed by the amazing Fancreed. I'll link all the details to her amazing work. She's an amazing artist. You should go check her out and get. Maybe if you need some artwork done, you know. Can commission her for some artwork, maybe for a new logo for your Twitter, or maybe for your own podcast if you have one. So, you can find me at MGR_Chili on Twitter. You can also contact me at ben.shibbehall@psu.com. Shout outs go to Twitch.tv/Mushroom Radio, Twitch.tv/Heels, Twitch.tv/Cossacks, Twitch.tv/Gamers Together. Also, go check out Twitch.tv/Work2Game. We'll be streaming Anthem this weekend, probably, and also on our YouTube channel. Also, go check out Mione, who's followed me on Twitch now. Thank you, Mione. Go look him up as Mione Ace on YouTube, because I can never remember how to actually say the YouTube link. Also, go check out our Twitter account at MoogleAroundRadio.Twitter.
Yeah.
And congratulations again, Grandmaster. And thank you again, Susan, for joining us. And thank you to Ardorox for joining us also. And thank you, Paul, for joining us.
Yeah. it'll be different next week. We'll do it a lot later when I'm not pressed for time.
Hey, Paul, you got your shout outs and stuff?
Shout out to the people that come and watch Moogle Around. Every now and then, even on stream when I'm doing random stuff or watching an elf get into a dress.
Booby Wednesdays.
That was so fucking weird. Thank you. Thank you to everyone. To shout out to Chili for Chili doing Chili stuff. And for his birthday and his
great that movie. Chicken was amazing. I want to go to York again for Nando's. Oh, I found out it's actually cheaper to get an Uber back. I didn't do it, but I found out it was cheaper to get an Uber back from York than it is to get the train.
Damn, I might as well just go on Uber.
Well, if you've got friends, that is.
Okay.
Because the train is £20 each.
Yeah.
The Uber is £35.
Really?
Yeah. So if you've got friends and you've got, you know, three of you on it, technically you could get, you know, for like £12 something.
That's pretty cool.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. Who do we find? Shout out, fuck me. Just shout out to everyone, honestly. Everyone. And thank you to Zankrin and to Flatus. Flatus for getting Zankrin and for Zankrin for doing our new art. I will make sure to get all this updated during the week. Maybe like after raid, maybe if I'm still alive. He says. But yep, thank you just for all joining us. We'll be somewhere, I guess. Until next time.
In 2 weeks' time, next Wednesday. Ooh. Unless, well, no, we might stream the stream.
Well, I'm like, I don't want to stream. We're going to be streaming Friday and to watch live albums.
Yeah.
Is that next episode the 7th?
I think so.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. The 7th of February.
2019.
I'm still not getting used to 2019. I said 2018 quite a lot today. But thank you. I'm going to go raid before I get, I don't know, before I get banned or something. See
bye everyone.